record the fucking
I hate
sound
you all.
Part. Just recording the game, because the game is fucking absurd.
Make sure to do test recordings ahead of time to make sure the recording works properly. Do
a
lot of samples. Okay. All right. I've had people do recordings and send me recordings where you can't hear the sound because they didn't check it ahead of time.
Yep,
so I'm always worried.
I've already done test recordings, and I have been doing yesterday and today a practice run through of the game, so I actually know where to go to not waste everyone's time forever.
All right.
What game?
Cool.
Little Big Adventure 2.
It has another name in the United States.
Its subtitle is Twinson's Odyssey, and the United States title is Relentless Twinson's Odyssey. Because the first game of the Little Big Adventure was called Relentless. Because it's so action-packed. It's really not
I feel it.
I guess I'm playing Shark Dog.
Damn it. Did that really work, Travis?
Yes.
I'm fine with you being there, but I'm surprised it actually worked.
If you base
worked.
Anything on a dog, Travis is there.
If I'm allowed to play it, I'll be there.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to be Zimmy the Shark Dog, then go ahead.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I want you to be Zimmy the Shark Dog, though.
Alpha is probably also a bit taller, because she's not 13 anymore.
Still looking through my sort of ideas. That are
I want you to be the John Constantine kid.
Okay, that's your vote.
That's my vote.
Yeah, I'm all for Jerk Mage.
Okay.
I was going to say, the Jerk Mage is what appealed to me as well, by the descriptions alone.
Alright, I will make a John Constantine-esque character. And I will play the bug girl later. And whatever Max runs next.
I have a weird kid I've been saving for ages that I do want to use some point. Their only power is just my pockets can reach into other people's pockets.
That's a great power.
I have a hole in my pocket.
That's actually insane.
Is that your hand in my pocket, or am I just happy to see you?
But yeah, I've wanted to use that for a while because I loved it ever since I'm out of it.
Alright, so I'm torn. Right now, I gotta...
Slow down there, Natalie Imbruglia, whatever her name was. God damn it. There goes the joke. You tried, Manda. I know. Sorry, Axe.
I'm torn between two right now. One is I made the little babby deep ones that are in the same book as the inflatable ninjas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in Vigor Bads, they had the part to deep people, yeah.
Or I had a kid who tore his eye out to learn runic magic, like Odin did.
Holy shit.
Didn't Odin just take one? Did he take both?
You've somehow actually found the Eye of Vecna.
So what would rune magic do in this context?
It's mostly defense. He's got, a sort of misfortune power that to shittily attack people, but make random shit fall on them because they're just having bad luck.
Yeah. And what does it have useful though, or
yeah, it's attacks useful burns.
So what
it's a curse,
does
it just keeps happening?
Oh, useful is just more misfortune, also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not damaging misfortune.
And what kind of deep one for the deep one? Like, what powers do they have for being a deep one?
The blowfish toxin and the cuttlefish skin.
Oh man, that's really cool. I'm down with both of these. I'm really into the idea of the runic thing, I think the deep one has me even more jazzed.
Where does this take place?
Washington. It's a bus right away though, so you could easily have been on the ocean if you want to be the deep one from an ocean.
I'm pretty sure fucking Puget Sound is capable of producing deep ones at this point.
Once again, fake name generator periodically gives me the best names. Cameron Cross.
Nice! That's perfect!
holy
shit!
Fuck.
Gee, it's amazing!
God damn!
That is both douchey and magic. Yes.
The only thing that would have been even more magic is if you got David Blaine.
I remember I've told this story a bunch of times, but didn't we, in the early days of Road Trip, I remember I was making some NPCs, and I think, what was it, the Alex's character, his brother was almost named Howie Long. And I remember the profession had something to do with football for some reason. I think I ended up going with the first name, but I just picked whatever the character's actual last name was. It was just, like, so surreal. Fake name generator is also where I got the name Stephen Crow for my weird, like, darkness-themed character in Base Raiders. Let's see. I should probably make a sandwich or something.
Probably should, Matthew.
My next character.
Yeah, a lot of things happened, and I ended up staying at my computer a lot farther than a lot longer than I expected.
Make the sandwich. You'll come back to a shark dog, gnawing around you. Donna, Donna's in.
Also, I remember it was Void the Demon Dog was still like probably about the best character that ever happened.
That was me. I was excitable and also a dog.
You about to split into that character again.
I mean, that's what I was trying to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you fail.
It's hard. It's hard to be that excitable for, like, a whole game.
We could bring back Void the Demon Dog and detach him from whatever the hell Charlie's character was.
we could
Francis Marble.
Yeah.
You could play a werewolf that is just Void the Demon Dog.
Nah. I'll make an actual, like, weird kid character.
Okay.
I'll
make a sandwich. I'll be back.
I'm sorry if I'm a little slow. I'll just be.
Take it easy.
And when you create a weird power, it automatically starts with one die and a quality?
Yes.
The first die you put into it gives you a free quality.
Okay.
This kid has way too much notice for someone who lacks depth perception.
What are the, trying to remember what's, the spells, what the spell type is where you basically draw things in the air?
Evocation,
okay. It wasn't runes.
I don't think it's a particular name, it's just a style. Evocation, yeah. Invocation refer to different varieties of types of magic in general, not as much to how you cast them.
Okay, because I was basically going to go with the idea that he has three styles of magic, one where he quick draws a thing in the air with his hands, one where he does an incantation, and another where he does a ritual. So hands, face, and brains, whereas rituals are more useful.
I am back with sandwich. How is people?
People is people, and people is good.
Soylent Green is also people, but that's
also
not...
Also, Travis, I've seen this picture before, but with a cat. I think somebody actually printed a page out on printer paper and put only stupid assholes sit in this box.
We actually did something similar with our cats.
Didn't you put a necklace around Gunny?
That says Gunny I'm a dumb asshole, yeah.
I actually remember the inspiration I got to make the shark, to make Zimmy the shark dog. Let's see.
Oh god, I think I've seen these before. Yep.
I remember there was a weird crossover between Shark Dog and I think Frogman. Because he and his corgi appeared in one comic, I think. I don't know, man. I used to follow Frogman. Do you remember?
I never followed Frogman. I mean, I know who he is, but, like, I never followed him on Tumblr.
Okay, because I remember he used to share a bunch of his stuff.
Did I? I mean, if, like, something cool comes up on my dash, I usually just link it to you. Like, I never really realized if it was all coming from the same place or not.
I remember I learned about him through you.
Okay. That's cool.
That's why I thought for a while you followed him. Also, I do now have the plays the thing in my possession. So whenever there's a night that we want to do a game that needs minimal prep work, I actually need to read the rules for this. Also, since a lot of people are in here right now, I said it in the Strange Times chat, but I guess I'll just say it like straight out, that Zach finished editing the book for the Goblin RPG that we're going to be publishing for Luffy or Greg Predders, Greg Predmore. I keep calling him Predders because that's what he put on his fucking Skype. And so if anybody wants, I'm trying to get an internal playtest going for that. He has a prefab in the book that I'm going to try and run after I read the rules and remember them again. Because it's been more than a couple months since I read through the entire book and it's changed a bit. And so I'm just going to try and run a playtest without any of his oversight to see how well I understand the game and how easily people can pick it up. And I'll send those notes back to him before we try and set up a Kickstarter or anything.
That sounds awesome. Do it.
Yeah. So if anybody from here wants to be part of that, I have no idea when the hell we're going to run that, because we're running like 9 games a week.
Matt, just do it.
I can't do it. Flex, it's still happening every night.
No, don't start this now.
Well, dreams fuck this game. Just run that instead.
Dreams don't have to stay dreams, Matt.
Oh, here we go.
What's happening?
Do it!
Oh, no.
Just do it!
No, no.
Hang on.
I mean, I can just punch one of the days. I'm just going to punch one of the days and punch the game out.
This is the original, but here's a good songified version of it.
If somebody, this is the Shia LaBeouf video. Okay, I forgot.
I'm just glad that he is like embracing his weirdness,
his meme ability, I guess.
Yeah. Now, if only Smash Mouth did that, they'd like.
If only Smash Mouth.
Here's it done perfectly. By the way,
let me find the But yeah, I mean, if we want to block out some certain days so that I can try and do it eventually, then yeah. I'm trying to make my dreams become realities. I'm trying to do it and not just wait on it, because eventually we're going to have to make it.
I know you're gone for the next few Fridays, so that's not a good time, but
yeah.
Let's see, Wednesdays are up to Sam. Tuesdays are up to Max. I don't know what goes on Monday. And then Thursday, there's a break coming in like 3 weeks, right? Or so, after Deathy McDeath ends?
Yes.
So
what?
So why don't we schedule for that when Death ends and before summer camp starts?
Sounds good.
So how long, Nate? Yeah. 2 or 3 weeks? Roughly.
What did you say, Travis?
How long, how many episodes do you think are left in the crossover?
There are about 4, I'd say.
Okay, so in 5 weeks? Sound good? Or does it need to be a little bit closer than that? Matthew?
that.
All right, I'm eating a sandwich.
Oh,
something can always also be arranged. Like some game could be skipped for, you know, a week or whatever to make room for a different thing.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying right now, let's have a hard date for down the line. If somebody, if somebody's willing to like say, hey, I'm not going to be here this week. Boom, we'll jump in on that.
Yeah. It's only time to like totally read through the book again. And I can also, actually Zach has the link. If people, I can also throw the folder to people. It's all in like, it's all broken up into like, it's broken up into docs by chapter.
Max, how's this look?
I did a thing.
Finished up character sheet.
Do I play adorable dog, or do I play like terrifying Jaws shark?
Can you mix them into both?
I ate a femur.
Yes.
Batman and Shia LaBeouf be Superman.
Just do it.
Only thing I can see is, can you explain to me what rituals do?
Basically, it's a thing that he has to sit down and perform. Like it's divination, things along those lines. Divination, possibly spatial strangeness, like creating portals. Things along those lines, but basically it's stuff that takes super long time to do.
Okay, that's cool then.
Because he has to do a bunch of weird shit, like sacrifice a goat or...
you gonna bring one of those to the theater?
Like cut down his arm to draw a lot of blood or make out with somebody.
Wait, what was that last one?
I'll make out with you! I'm a fish! And a dog!
Hey, man.
I'm a fish dog!
Look, sometimes magic...
opens his mouth, don't use teeth!
but it's a love
point! Sometimes magic is really weird, Axe. That's all I gotta say.
How much teeth do you want?
I'm a shark, I can replace them! And I'm a dog, so whack, 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 whack!
All I'm saying is get your sex magic out of my... out of this game, okay? You got monster hearts
wait,
for that.
Yeah, I was about to say, wait until Saturday. God damn it.
Look, this kid was originally someone I had in mind for monster hearts. So...
Don't worry, Rix has a plan. Oh wait, we're talking about this game. Never mind.
I don't know how excited I am
so
for
the
Rix's
opening
plan.
From Battlestar Galactica, and it's just Rix has a plan.
Oh, no.
Gonna go over about as well as the Toasters one did.
That everything is fucked?
I don't expect it to work. I expect you to fuck it up whenever I do something good. That's your job, X.
Also, man, thinking about people yelling nonsense in front of green screens, I'm disappointed I can't find the ba 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 lady anymore.
Let me just now spend points on skills. All but Max.
Oh, there it is.
I'm going to shamelessly steal this formatting if you don't mind.
Oh, me? Yeah, sure, go ahead.
That's what we do all the time.
Yeah.
For shameless thieves.
I mean, I make well-formatted character sheets and the people are just like, can I have that? And I'm like, yeah, that's why I did it. Have it. Use it.
The gun goes bah.
I just remember I learned of that was a meme that they stayed pretty much exclusively on YTM&D. People kept taking that lady and putting her into weird gifs, along with the sound.
Bah.
Yeah, along with her just screaming bah constantly. Of course, back in my day on YTM&D, we didn't call them memes, we called them fads. I was on that site for like 3 years, I think. I saw memes. I saw memes rise and fall.
You're the man now, dog.
Yeah.
I was walking from the room to the con, and that walk is usually just filled with drunk nerds. And there's something happening. I don't know. They were all saying some sort of it was the Shia LaBeouf thing. They were all going like crazy and just do it in Shia LaBeouf, and like the whole hallway was like going crazy. And I just turned to the guy walking next to me. He's kind of like just being serious and not paying attention to most of it. And I just turned to him and go, "I fucking hate memes." And he's like, "Yeah, I feel you."
And yet you still spread the kid squid.
Every time I saw a Splatoon, an Inkling cosplayer, I'd be like, "You gotta be squidding me right now."
Oh man! And also that. So at my workplace, we use a really outmoded instant messaging service to talk to each other, and it has icons you can put on. The office doesn't regulate what icons you use. Oh. So one of my coworkers actually has Doge as his icon.
Awesome. I'm glad for that.
And like nobody cares that it is that thing. Oh man, I need to charge my phone. Wait, why did Sam send me a Snapchat?
Oh, it's his broken bracelet.
Oh.
That's gonna make for some hype LP.
Yeah, for sure. wait. My Snapchat doesn't even have it as being in from him, though. There we go. Yeah, what bracelet was that?
I don't know. You just always wore it. I didn't never thought to ask.
I wish I had a 40 so I could pour it on the curb for his bracelet and take a picture of myself doing it and send it to him.
I wish I had a 40 so I could not drink it and just pour it out.
Yeah, nobody's ever actually wanted to drink it. Well, I mean, people do, but that's when their goal is to get drunk as fast as possible.
Edward 40 hands.
I remember when Volition went out of business, somebody actually poured one of the Saints Row 40s on the steps to the studio before leaving. All right, we'll be back in a second.
Do you think Zach would want in on this?
Somebody throw him into the call.
I mean, he's a big boy. He'd come in the call by himself.
See? Just like that.
Hi, Zach.
Hi. What's going on?
Max is going to run a monsters one-off.
I'm playing a shark dog.
We got Travis to play a dog.
I should be.
With how late the start is, it might end up being a two-off, but no big.
Wow.
Also in that game.
All right, Ruby was somebody's monster, right?
Yeah, Ruby was the monster of Sunny, because that was the whole point of the Devil's Bazaar. Like he Ruby was a character who was be like, "Man, fuck that annoying kid," and then at the end she was gonna be like, "All right, I'll hang out with him." It's been a while since we played that. My one contribution, my magnum opus, the glitter, will never be forgotten.
And then Skylar, who's Skylar Varan? Was that Nate's character? Yeah, it was. Daystrom Marsh. I couldn't remember if I was your monster or if I was Charlie's monster.
Okay, whoa. Is everybody in this call playing? Because it could be a big game.
Travis is playing a monster. Hannah, I don't think, is playing. She's just listening.
She's just listening.
Max is running it.
Let's say I'm okay with sitting out for a night if there's like, I might have to anyway, because I don't think there's any way. The character I already have made for Max's stuff, I don't think there is any way I can swing her being in the drama classes.
Save her, because next one shot Max runs, I'm playing as Tommy.
Okay.
He's okay, insisting. Then.
We're getting the band back together.
Right. Zach, in relevance to other games about drama, I just picked up a copy of The Plays the Thing.
Oh? What is
that? It is It's a game where you play abridged versions of Shakespeare plays, and also at any point people can spend points to edit some part about the play, and then they have to roll with that.
That sounds pretty entertaining.
RPPR did a version of Macbeth where he lived in a bouncy castle and killed the king with psychic powers.
Okay then. All right. I'm just trying to see if I have any monsters.
If somebody else is making a monster kid, you could play someone else's monster. God, why are so many fucking character sheets open? Laserwolf wasn't. Sorry.
Oh, I was just saying, the only other kid I played in Max's stuff is Lana, and I don't think that one's gonna work here.
Could you play Lana and I'd be the hero and a dog?
Oh my god, Travis would die.
As much as it would be appropriate for her to be on a trip like this, I'd have to be an entirely different version of her, because...
The funny thing is that, like, if it wasn't for the fact that there's so many indeterminate factors, I could almost allow it, because it's even near there, nearish there.
She's just there.
If it wasn't for the fact that I have to account for certain factors to have it set up, then I can't really excuse that actually running through the rest of that game.
That would have been awesome,
though. That's fine. I'm just trying to see if there's any characters I could resurrect and just put in another system, any characters I have.
Just go Kata.
God, Kata is a weird.
Didn't you already do that?
Put Kata in every single universe.
I mean, I meant to characters that
Kata
like,
is a universal constant.
I meant if you guys want, I'll do it.
Every universe has
I meant more along the lines. I mean, Keiko might be more appropriate for a drama trip, but
Keiko with the monster that is Kata. She's followed around by Ghost Brother.
Hey! Oh God! Please stop bothering me, kid.
I can eat him. I'm a shark
also,
and a dog.
Also, I'm surprised the man is not making a character who is sometimes a kid. But also
sometimes,
a squid.
Sometimes a squid. Nah.
Let's see. I'm looking at the characters I already have that are monsters. If I
wasn't playing Alpha Torres already, I would Zach. Make a kid who is also a squid.
Zach.
What?
If you make Keiko a monster's character, I will play your monster and it will be Ghost.
Fuck it, why not?
Unless people hate that idea.
Whatever.
Are you going to be full skeleton?
No, why the fuck not?
I don't, you know what? Oh, sure, I don't even care. I don't even give a fuck.
I'll do it.
What, Max? Max.
Shameless.
This is a great party.
Max, is that too dumb of an idea?
I don't know.
Max, I can go with something else.
Perfect.
If you don't like this idea, I can go with another idea.
I'm not sure how I feel about it in context.
That's okay.
I mean, it's not like it's going to be actually them for, like, the same people. It will just be versions. Like how I have, like, three versions of a few characters.
AU.
Alright, I forgot I have this giant list of monsters that I wrote back in 2013.
I suppose it depends on if this game is going to fall into any sort of continuity anywhere.
The only continuity is that those characters are movie stars.
So it falls in with the Strange Times continuity. It's not like its own separate universe.
Yes, correct.
Okay, got it. All right.
So I can't play Lana because she's already in this universe, even though that would be hilarious.
I really wish you could. It would just involve like assuming so many things.
I mean, it's up to you.
But like, you won't have the full character growth. Is the point? Like, to get to the point that you'd be able to do things because this isn't a dream world as part of it. so I can't just say, hey, use powers freely without having other bullshit have happened.
I don't know. I could always perform a ritual to draw a psyche out.
Oh, it's God, just man, getting really into the spirit of acting.
If you really fucking want to try that, I'm actually okay with that.
What? Like, what? What's... Sorry, I was in another...
Nate's character has a bullshit rituals power. It just takes a long time to do, but he can, like, do some strange things with it. Like, but the thing is, like, he brought up the idea of basically doing a persona ritual and getting the hero out to real world temporarily.
Okay. I mean, the only thing is, so... I don't really... The thing was... The only reason I would want to play is because if this is going to be canon to the psyches, to Sweet Dreams, I don't... want
it's a fair like, point left off it, pretty cliffhangery is the problem.
It is less to do with like what is going on, but and more to do with like I don't know how Lana is going to behave at the end of it.
Yeah, that was a cliffhanger, all right.
Yeah,
that's basically it. If it wasn't a cliffhangery thing, then like I would be down fully down, but with that, that's
hey, no, you're fucked.
Oh, like with the idea of it. Oh, you mean like with the idea that this takes place in the middle of, rather than at the end of it all?
If that's how it could work, if we got the offer to do Persona things, because again, like it's within a trip's distance, and this theater is actually relatively well known.
I could do it and say like, unless this scenario is going to be particularly lethal, I could do it and say it had already happened.
But then you'd already have knowledge of real monsters, and it would change kind of the effects of things.
All right, I suppose. Yeah, I'll be. I won't be Lana as much as that would be fun.
As tempting as it is, and I'll probably find a way to allow you to do it in future. Once we get more into fucking Sweet Dreams later.
Like the only reason I was going. The only reason I was. Yeah, no. The only reason I was going to was just because of like drama student. This is perfect. Let's see. I have too many drama student characters already.
There'd be some great context there too, Zach.
You could clearly. Oh, sorry, you go.
Clearly, Lana could have like some confidant on the internet that she talks to about all this weird stuff.
But she doesn't. I think it would have come up by now.
That kid is Cameron Cross. Complete asshole. Biggest asshole.
I'd play Mary if I could at all think of why she would be in a drama club, because that just makes no sense.
Additionally, you could just know someone that's going here anyway and be like, I'm bored as shit, sure, I'll buy a ticket.
Tommy gives that's it to true. You. Tommy says, go here, I don't want to go.
Well, it's quite a bit away from where you guys were.
Shut up.
Hell, maybe
can we get a map of the Maxverse real quick?
It's just entirely on actual state locations, because the ones where those were taking place was basically not Gnarlands.
Zach, if you want, you can say that Mary actually that a more reasonable thing. Mary knows this wizard, this young wizard.
Should be.
You met an asshole wizard on a fucking like. Omegle type stuff.
You met this guy who claims to be a wizard and can help you, but he's just an asshole trying to hit on you. And so so you're flying out so he can decurse you, and it's just this pompous asshole kid.
No, I can totally do it. Best Brent.
I just need best to come is, here, you know, come see me.
Brent isn't going to work.
He can do crazy shit like that. It's just... He probably won't. Like he'll do enough to placate people and make them think that he's cool, but he won't go overboard.
It is the same coast as fucking Strange Times, I will say.
Oh my God, please have Brent show up.
Seth? Oh God.
Not Seth, Brent.
He's not a clone, it's okay. We have too many characters.
You'll never know. That'd be the thing, is he could show up and just be... And you know what? That game couldn't have been canon to... I think that game can't be canon to the main monsters universe of the DNU, so it could have been canon to this one. Anyway, let's see who else. I mean, I could recycle a Pixies character. Both of those.
That's just a terrible idea.
His powers would make no goddamn sense since, you know, there was no theme behind them. He was given to them as part of the game.
Yeah.
Zdenka definitely won't work. Let's see. Who else do I have? Aiden probably won't work. Who the fuck was... Oh, right. Shit! No, I know who I can be. Oh, I don't want to be... I almost don't want to be him, though.
Why? Do it.
Because I want
Zach, if you're... Zach, if you're having a hard time picking a character, it's actually getting kind of late, and I'm getting kind of tired if you want to take over Alpha.
Nah, that's alright. I mean, if you guys want to start, just you play without me, whatever. I'm not, like, if you guys are starting, like, imminently, I'm not going to have time to make a character. I take too long at character creation anyway.
I mean, like, so. I was making a character, too, and I'm not, like, quite done yet.
Yeah, sounds like tonight might be character creation and, like, intro.
Yeah, it can either be that, or if everyone else could say Matt wants to bounce, we can do that.
Yeah, if you want to bounce, Matt, I'll just play Tommy.
That can work.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Matt, yeah, it's late, and I'm still...
You got, like, a sandwich in your tummy, and you're feeling like...
Did you have some more milk?
We don't actually have milk in the house.
Get some sleep, Matt.
I'm not, like, tired enough to, like, go to sleep, but I know I'm not going to play a good character tonight.
That's fair.
It's all good, bro.
Yeah,
well, I have.
That means if it does go to a second session, Friday will work out, which is good.
Yeah. I have a dumb character I could be, but I almost don't want to because Nate's not going to be playing the accompanying character.
Who?
Leopold Rosencrantz.
Fuck, was that the character you played in the old pop culture game?
Yes, I played him in the DNU version of Pop Culture Play.
I think you should play him anyways.
I forgot about him.
Because he's... Look.
Or you could bring back Hellsdale.
Well, I could be her.
Like, I'm playing Tommy. I'm playing Tommy, you know what, now. Fine, we'll just drive in Tommy with the Hellmobile. The Frankenness will just show up.
Fuck it. I'll play Hellsdale. She's there for reasons. She had nothing better to do.
Also, Axe, your character looks good.
And she was kind of supposed to be my Max's Universe one-shot character anyway, so...
Sounds good.
Yeah,
yeah, sorry. It's late and I'm tired.
Yeah, it's fine, Matt.
Don't feel bad.
Alright.
Let me see.
Travis, are you recording?
Always.
When isn't he recording?
Alright, cool. I wasn't sure if I needed to send you the side chat.
He did drop out a bunch of it for the early stuff, if you were recording any of the early stuff.
I've been recording the whole character generation process because I like to record those.
Yeah, because he bounced in and out
yeah.
before you told him that he could play a dog.
And now he's... Yeah, alright. Alright, I'll see. I'll talk to you guys later.
See ya.
So the last thing I need to do to solidify character generation here, British or not?
Fox British, as Charlie would say.
I was actually imagining that too, just pretends to be British. It makes him seem foreign and therefore ever so more fetching.
Fuck it, I'm doing it.
I'm from that one small village, the one you haven't heard of. That one, yes.
Derbyshire and Blend.
I'm from which is why I sound like I'm switching between Cockney and RP.
Derbyshire and yeah, that's where I'm from.
Nate, yeah. Is it okay if I assume that Mary's here because Matilda suggested that it would be like, yeah, you know, Matilda suggested that it like. It would be some kind of good for her in dealing with her curse.
Go on a road trip. There's this place there's this place where a couple of wizards live. Talk to them. Maybe it'll help.
I have no idea if it'll be helpful, but sure, why not?
Go on a road trip with Tommy.
I'm not saying it has
wizard. The wizard fully... is Lancaster, thank you.
I fully expect it not to be helpful. I just need an excuse to be there. Obviously, she didn't know about the Tommy part in the last minute, or she might have changed her mind.
Well, that's the additional training, in that you have to do a road trip with Tommy. Practice that patience.
Can the next one shot that he runs be? Can the next one shot Max runs have Tommy and Mary still be on this road trip on the way back?
Oh, Tommy's who I'm playing for Max's stuff, because I love playing Tommy and Max's stuff because he's an idiot.
I mean,
wherever the next one shot takes place, they're there as well.
I'm just saying, Nate, if we ever need a couple pickup characters, if you play Rising, or I will play Leopold.
Oh God!
Like they're so ridiculous. They don't even really need a reason other to show up in a plot other than they were bored and decided to go somewhere. because they're the fucking two most irresponsible characters.
So Travis, because unfortunately, I'm not seeing how you're gonna get your fucking car into the theater.
Same rules apply as the last game. I just run around and happen to have a monster that I can throw around if necessary.
Sounds good.
But I just walk around with a big fucking wrench and smash people's dick holes.
Sounds good.
That's okay. Mary was my first. You know, I realized that I fell in the same trap with Seth as I did with Mary, and that I tried to make a weird kid that was good at combat. It just doesn't really work.
It does. Just kind of does. Do it a different way.
Oh, you don't have a relationship with Tommy. Maybe you'll have one after this.
I might have one whether I like it or not after this.
I love Tommy. Oh my god. Just a 1D relationship with battle. Cause fuck it. I like to fight.
Also, so the fact that she starts out with a little bit of experience that she immediately put into a couple relationships because she's played by me is pretty much balanced out by the fact that a bunch of her relationships are already shocked out. Or a few of her relationships are already damaged or shocked out, so...
Oh, man.
Including her, both her 2.1s are down at least one, or down 1 point, so...
Is this your relationship, you said?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you got more weird during this game.
She has 3 1-point relationships that are fine with... that are normal relationships. She has, a 2-point relationship with her father that's damaged by 1 point. And then she has a weird relationship with curses that is shocked out, and a weird relationship with rage that is down 1 point from 2.
Don't worry.
How many?
Go ahead.
Sorry, how many points?
So it's the normal kid build first with 15 total stats, but 1 assigned each, and 15 total skills. Then you can have up to 10 points of weird powers.
Okay.
With, of course, the caveats that any if you go 9 or 10, you need to up the amount of total weird relationships you're required to have.
Of course, yeah.
You always have to have one. Yeah, it says that you by default have the 7, and then you need to have at least 1 weird relationship, and for each weird relationship you have, you can have more.
Oh, I heard that the wrong way. I was like, wait, you only needed it 9 or 10? I've been having, like, these, you know, for the full 10, finding 3 points of weird relationships, and I misunderstood
you. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. When you get to 10, you need 3. If you get to 9, you need 2. Anything less, you only need 1. Of course, you can have more than that if you just prefer to have your relationships weird, but why would you?
You need at least 1 point. You can only have 3 of your starting points in weird relationships, can't you?
Yes, correct. Though, of course, there is a reason to have all 3, even if you're not at, you know, 10, because you can manifest your powers partway through a game.
It's true, yeah.
Or, you know, you could just be like Julie and not use them until the very end of a campaign.
You're welcome! Look, that's okay, it had to be the right moment. She was very much in denial.
All right, so there is no requirement for this game of you guys having known each other. You will definitely meet each other soon enough.
Excellent.
You can just right now choose if any of you do know each other through means. The original was going to be all drama kids, but it seems that there's been a few choice changes, but that's fine.
That's okay.
Tommy likes the drama. There's bitches in drama. No.
Yeah, but he's from Louisiana.
You and Cameron are going to get along great.
Tommy is a southern gentleman who has a big ranch and loud.
He's going to be your wingman. I mean, he's going to rip you off afterwards, but he's going to be your wingman.
He's from a scam artist. Like, it's not like he needs gas or anything.
It's true. Can I say that Eric and I are magic bros?
Maybe not bros.
Magic acquaintances.
like they are aware of each other because of their respective bullshit.
Perhaps they've worked together before. Perhaps.
I found your eye. I don't want it.
His other eye is at the bottom of Mimir's well.
I know. He went and fetched it for you. That shit awesome.
No, don't do that.
I made a cool necklace for you.
Is that why my sight's so fucked up and just dick bouncing around?
You probably find, ordinary magic to be kind of crass, which is really just code for I'm sad I can't throw magic missiles.
That's fair.
Plus, you didn't have to lose an eye. There's a little bitterness there.
I have no idea what Cameron had to lose. It's probably something. He doesn't miss it. Either way, Cameron is in the drama club. I'm just going to say right now.
I think having us all be in the drama club makes sense. Unless there's some compelling reason why a character wouldn't be involved. Even Tommy's found a reason.
Yeah, honestly, I can just...
Namely drama chicks, and that's as good of a reason as any.
Honestly, yeah, I can easily just relocate the state so it makes more sense to build a place where Tommy could go to rather than going across the country.
What else?
Well, since two of the characters are from not Louisiana. Well, yeah. It's Louisiana, but not New Orleans. Manda, your character's relationships are killing me.
You got a problem.
I have to see this. Where's this character sheet?
You can keep it secret if you want to share. It doesn't change much.
I don't know. Would it be more fun if it was a secret?
More fun if it was a fucking secret. It's still killing me.
She made a squid kid, didn't she?
What did I make? What did you think I made?
A squid kid.
No, I did not make a squid kid. If I made a squid kid, you'd all fucking know it.
She'd be shouting it from the goddamn rooftop.
I legitimately think you would keep it an entirely secret until like the first scene they're in, and then you're just like whisper, "They're a kid now."
Are we just going to have an all squid kid gang coming up? I have a feeling this is a thing.
And then eventually when they switch to a squid, you just screech, "They're a squid now."
Oh, kid, I'm a squid!
Rapidly change back and forth just to yell.
Squid kid, squid kid! I'll have to practice that. Squid kid, squid kid, squid kid, squid kid, squid kid, squid kid, squid kid.
I got to decide how crass is Tommy's going to be if you're going to be a fucking squid kid.
I'm not going to be a squid kid.
I don't know. That sounds like something a squid kid would say.
Well, that's what a kid who's a squid would say when he's a kid. But when he's a squid, he'd just go... Blah, blah,
blah. Where the fuck am I even?
Anyway, so if you decided why you're there, I could start this anytime. Amanda, do you have a reason why your character's there?
Because it's a school trip, and I'm a part of the school.
Well, it's not for everyone, it's just for the drama students.
Yeah, because drama's cool. And all these kids are fucking troublemakers.
Alright, okay, yeah, so we're all part of the drama club. Okay, cool. Except for
I
Mary,
go
who's...
where the trouble is, okay?
So Tommy going would definitely explain that.
I'm like a hall monitor.
Oh, we are going to have so much fun, you and I.
That's why I wanted to keep it a secret. Because the second I was just like, I'm going to play a good kid, all you fuckers are going to be like, we're going to ruin you.
No, I'm going to ruin you. Nate's going to ruin you. Hellsdale might not.
I'm going to have sex with you.
Wait, what?
Noble goals.
Who are you playing, Nate?
Huh?
Who are you playing, Nate?
I'm playing Monster Hearts character.
Cameron Cross.
I'm playing Cameron Cross. He's basically a Monster Hearts character.
All you need to know is his name's Cameron Cross, he does magic, and he's not actually British.
This is going to be the best game.
Everyone fucking right.
Do you remember when I had pitched making a John Constantine inspired character?
Is this that character?
This is that character.
Are you motherfuckers ready?
I'm so ready.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'll ever be ready. Really,
Zach Vanda.
I'm ready. I have my character sheet up. I assumed the shock I had healed.
What the fuck was that, Nate?
Hmm?
What was all that noise?
Oh, in the bathroom?
Oh, okay.
Ready, Amanda?
Yes, I am.
So, Elijah, you're a bit distracted. You're making sure your things fit right at the moment. Tommy, you can see God?
I can see God?
You're not supposed to see God.
He's right there, just, you know.
Blagging out.
What if God was one of us?
He'd be really disappointed in all of you.
Yeah, it's true.
Just a slob like one of us.
I will tell you what, Tommy will be excited when he sees guards, though. So who's excited for the Inquisition?
Not I.
Yes, as a demon, as being possessed by a demon, super excited for that religion, for that super religious Inquisition.
I don't know.
It's going to go well.
If it's the Catholics, they can help. They've got that, you know, they did The Exorcist.
They did The Exorcist.
There we go.
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, where'd I cut out?
We saw guards, and that was it.
Yeah.
All right.